Last year, a Massachusetts company shipped more than 17,000 vials of an injectable steroid solution to 23 states, but the vials were from three contaminated lots and 50 people died. More than 700 would become ill. Reports indicate the deaths were due to complications associated with fungal meningitis. This clip is from the CBS News show 60 Minutes. The man you're about to hear, Willard Mazur, received a tainted injection.
I'm on 60 milligrams of morphine a day with no cure in sight. There is no cure in sight for me.
Compounded drugs are specifically made for a particular patient and require a prescription. For example, someone may have an allergy to an ingredient in a commercially produced drug and would require a custom-made one instead. David Ball admits the tragedy in Massachusetts was unfortunate, but he's also adamant that compounding pharmacies and pharmacists provide a great deal of service to the medical community and people.
They keep people healthy. They keep them out of the hospital. In some cases, they're the only option. You know, take the person who can't swallow medication. They're on a feeding tube or they need a liquid therapy. You know, if you didn't have compounders, you wouldn't be able to take drugs that are made only in pill form and have them orally.
Ball is spokesperson for the International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists, or AICP. He is not a pharmacist, but Ball says every precaution is taken to ensure compounded drugs and the facilities they're made in meet standards set by state boards of pharmacies. Rose Scott, WABE News.